Thanks for joining us. We continue our journey through the book of Psalms, Psalms 79, 8 through 13. That's our passage today. This is a psalm written by Asaph. Do not hold against us the sins of past generations. May your mercy come quickly to meet us, for we are in desperate need. Help us, God our Savior, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and forgive our sins for your name's sake. Why should the nations say, "Where is their God?" Before our eyes, make known among the nations that you avenge the outpoured blood of your servants. May the groans of the prisoners come before you. With your strong arm, preserve those condemned to die. Pay back into the laps of our neighbors seven times the contempt they have hurled at you, Lord. Then we, your people, the sheep of your pasture, will praise you forever. From generation to generation, we will proclaim your praise. It's called the cycle of sin. A father's absence impacts his son, who in turn lives out a pattern of unhealthy relationships. The pain of divorce encourages a daughter to live with her boyfriend to, quote, be sure they can make it together, end quote. Children inherit their parents' anemic Christianity and then pass it on to their children. The past impacts the future. Israel knew that well. The sins of their fathers opened the door for raiding countries to kill and destroy. The sins of the past generation finally opened the door for the Assyrians to overthrow the northern kingdom, Israel, and take them into captivity in 722 BC. The Babylonians did the same with the southern kingdom, Judah, in 586 BC. However, the cycle of sin does not have to continue. By God's grace and strength, it can be broken. Your father may have been absent, but your heavenly Father will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Follow his lead. Your parents may not have stayed together, but God will give you the strength to do marriage the way he intended. A weak spiritual heritage can be turned into one ignited by Jesus Christ. Let God break the cycle of sin in your life. Father, please don't hold the sins of the past generation against us. We desire to do things your way. Show us your mercy, extend to us your grace, and infuse us with your power, the power of the Holy Spirit. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.